Hello, hello. So welcome to day four. And today I'm going to go another layer from yesterday, from day three, where we went on the journey in the soul work to go into a deep dive to see what was the root trigger that seems to be bringing things to the surface that are the most heightened for you right now. And each one of you is going to be different. But collectively, we all basically have the same triggers. They're just in different layers and they come in different, different guises or, sorry, I got a little hair, or disguise. It comes in people, in places, whatever it may be. Each of you is going to have a different layering an aspect of the same trigger that we all are experiencing. So kind of have in your mind, and hopefully you each did the, were willing to do the soul work and go into that root cause. And some of you may be like, I didn't hear anything, I didn't see anything, didn't feel anything, and that's okay. You are still working to protect yourself. And you can let me know if you had trouble connecting and, you know, were you able to see or hear anything? Let me know, because that's going to help kind of drive the whole group as a whole. Because even if, say, three of you were able to fully connect, no problems, but one of you didn't, it still is collectively affecting the whole. Those who are joining now and those who are joining in the future. Because we're all carrying a soul group wound as well as the wound that we each have individually. And it could be someone within your soul family here could have something that's attached to their lineage that is triggering your wound, your root wound, if that makes sense. I know it's kind of getting like a little confusing. So it could be that whether it be your wound from this lifetime or your parents or your grandparents or an ancestor's wound, somewhere they had an interaction with another member of our group here. And they are feeling a need to protect themselves, to stay safe. That's what helps them maintain. And that's okay. So we need to know this so we can dig a little deeper. So that maybe we can find another way to come in a back door, a side door to where you're hidden and you're unseen so that you can fully see the bigger picture and understand who all is the players. When I say players, it's the people that are involved. Like I say, if you've been with me for a while, I've spoken, everything that is our existence is all simply a simulation. It's a movie. We are living a movie and we have players, actors, whatever they may be, that come in to help us ultimately heal. So to go into what we wanted to use for today, to take it a little bit further, my asking is, so now that you've had a chance to see your root trigger, even if you're saying, well, I didn't, it's okay, hang tight with us. Because after what I've just said, you're going to have a better understanding of maybe why you weren't able to see your root trigger. All right, so I'm going to start that over. So now that you've had a chance to see your root trigger from an outside perspective, what is needed to assist with the full understanding from all parties involved, all parties involved perspectives, to allow for complete healing for yourselves and whomever else was involved who chooses to acknowledge and heal? Because we can't control or try to manipulate that everyone be healed. Some of your ancestors may be like, no, I want to be in a lifelong victim. That's okay. But you can choose to heal yourself. And when you do that, and then you can acknowledge that you are ending, severing, canceling all karma that is connected to this root event, this trigger. And then it absolves, releases you, but allows that ancestor, if they choose not to heal and move forward, it absolves you from any further issues with it. Let them move on. Let them stay, you know, in their place of victim, but it allows you to be free to move forward. Okay. So the essence that arose is the yellow birch tree essence. So it's a Canadian forest tree essence. So it talks about agitation transmuted to relaxation. And I wanted to point out, when I look up pictures of the tree, it has almost similar leaves to yesterday's essence, which was the aloe vera. And I mentioned something about the way the leaves are. You've got, you know, the stalk, and it's got all the little spikes that come off it. Well, it's something how the leaf of the yellow birch is very similar, and how I kind of see that is, we're going into deeper roots and layers. So if you think of the, hold on, look at this, get it without everything falling. Okay, so say this is our, we'll use it this way, our aloe vera leaf. And so you're going to have, you know, spikes, you know, different aspects, you know. Some of them, they may have some tiny, but you're going to have the larger ones. Those would pierce your skin and you'd have a deep, you know, puncture. But if you think about it, say you hit this side of the leaf, you may have two wounds, two punctures, where if, say, okay, we're going to use this as our leaf. So say this is our leaf, and the leaf has got all these tiny, 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 there may be several hundred spikes on one side of the leaf. So if you think, if you fall into that side of the leaf, how many holes is it going to puncture into your body? So it's almost like it's going to puncture more layers, more issues, more triggers, that the spines of this aloe vera leaf is only going to maybe puncture you twice. Is that making sense? So I just found it fitting that they're very similar in how they're going to help penetrate deeper. Okay. So let me pull up my screen so we can read a little bit more about it. So the first thing I want to say is, I love how this one website about the aloe vera was talking about, to better understand what are flower essences and how do they work. So the flower essence work requires a recognition that the human being is more than a physical body, but also incorporates a body of life energy, a body of sensitivity and feelings, and a spiritual essence or self. Flower essences are energetic imprints of the life force of plants, which interact with the subtle bodies of the human being and evoke specific qualities within us. We can say that the work, in a similar way to inspirational music or art, which carry meaning through the vehicle of a sound or light, while the flower essence work through the medium of water. So it says, modern physics has known for nearly a century that matter and consciousness are intertwined. However, medical science still generally works with the 19th century model of the human being as a mechanism in the world of machines. We expect that in the coming century, medical science will develop ways of studying the impact of consciousness on health. And we will learn more about the ways in which flower essences are helping with this process, which is really cool. So to get over here to a little bit more about this essence. So this one particular, this person has blended it, has prepared it with a clear quartz crystal. which we'll read about that here in a little bit. So talking about the properties of the yellow birch tree essence, it helps heal wounds and skin conditions. So what was it I spoke about in day two? Talking about how you might have some skin eruptions, you might have pimples that break out, eczema, psoriasis, rashes, you know, talking about how the skin is the largest organ on the body, and how things that are trying to get out tend to come out on the surface of the skin. And so I like how it says it's healing the wounds, not only the physical on the surface, but those deeper wounds that are, this one, apologies. I'm talking about the aloe vera. You know, I got all excited about this and wanted to reshare this. It wanted to be resaid. So you have the aloe vera coming in from yesterday, day three, that is working to work on that cellular level, heal those wounds. And remember, the aloe vera is only minor wounds. You may have maybe 5, 6 compared to the leaf of the yellow birch might leave hundreds. And so we have to be okay with how many wounds we end up with, because ultimately they will all, in the number that they are, is what we're ready for, if that makes sense. So the yellow birch tree essence is all about, it's a relaxation essence. So it's wanting to help bring the relaxation that is needed so you can go deeper. Because a lot of times, so yesterday may have taken you to the trigger, the root of your trigger, but then it may have unearthed another trigger and another trigger and another trigger and so on. And now it's got you like, oh, no, I've got my shield, my guard up. I'm not going any further. And now you've got this coming in and it's piercing you even more rather than just maybe 5 or 6 wounds from the aloe leaf. Now the yellow birch is coming in. You may have 100 penetrations into your subconscious and into your wounds. So this essence is going to blend a relaxation in. And the first thing it says, too much mental chatter, which is very typical when we have an inner child wound. Our adult mind and ego will always try to talk itself out. You know, it will find a way to rationalize why we're feeling this way, what needs to be acknowledged, how that person is being to you, and so on and so on. Because the ego wants to protect you. Where even your little inner child may be saying, but I want that. You know, it's over here having its tantrum, and your adult saying, shut up, you know, you stupid person, you're not worthy, you can't have this, you don't deserve this. So there's just this constant chatter. So the challenge, why people would seek this, it says, cannot seem to unwind, high strung, need to be occupied, restless, busy mind, difficulty sleeping, excessive mental chatter. It helps in achieving deep relaxation and quietude, silencing the mind, inner peace. And that right there is what you are going to need as an adult and as the inner child as well, to feel safe for us to go a little deeper, for us to prick you, you know, with all these little tiny wounds rather than a deep penetration from the spike off the aloe leaf. So it may take you having multiple wounds to ultimately fester and open a larger wound. That may be, if you only went in those small punctures, you may have not gotten to it. You may have only gotten maybe the top 2 layers, where we may get down to the bottom 20 layers. Okay. So let's get this one installed and allow it to begin to further assist with bringing that relaxation to your system, so you can bring that calm and peace internally that your soul is craving, as well as your inner child. All right, so assume the position. we ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we are aligning with the yellow birch Canadian tree essence. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. 5-9-2-8-3-4-6-8-5-5-1-2. Left palm over your right. Breathe in an infinite cleansing, relaxing breath throughout your entire body and allow this inner relaxation and peace to truly envelop and be yours. Oh, it is so. Ooh. That was already clearing before I could get the seventh one out, hence that yawn as I was trying to speak. This one I feel is going to work. God, I just feel, oh my gosh. I even feel like if I've been given a sleeping medication, it's like, whoo. And it's okay. Afterwards, you may feel you need to go lay down and take a nap. Or, you know, go sit outside and just kind of be quiet for a bit. That's okay. Because some things may bubble up that show you. And don't be surprised if maybe something all of a sudden comes into your field, whether it be a phone call, a text, an email, something you hear or see or read. But it's not going to, I don't see it as triggering you. It's almost like it's an awareness. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting me know. You know, something may mirror back to you that had been a previous trigger before, but now you're just responding rather than reacting. Alrighty. So that'll be all for day 4. And actually, I will be live on Thursday for day 5. So until then, I'll see you then. All right. Much love and take care. Bye-bye.